الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Read after me, Bismillah, wassalatu, wassalamu, ala rasulillah. Allahumma, antal muyassir, likulli asir, wa anta, ala kulli shay'in, qadir. Before we start, we will just read two words where you're going to see Dhamma. We read kul, huwa, after read Allah, Who? As-sama? What's it? You all fazah, qul wallahu ahad. As-sama? Da or do? Samadu. Allahu dhamma. As-sama? Do. What we learn from here is before Allah there was no harf jar. There was no meaning of off because it means say He is Allah. Leave that part out. Allahu. Allah is As-Samadu, most independent. There was no verb behind for it. There was no Nasara. There was no Nusira. It was just two nouns. Two nouns you get many times in English. Zaid is naughty. Zaid is a noun. Naughty is a noun. You join it together. Is. They are naughty. They is a noun. Naughty is a noun. Join it with a. Allah is most independent. Dhamma, Dhamma. So when you will give Dhamma, Dhamma, when it's a normal sentence without any verb before it, without any harf jar, without any meaning of off, we're calling it normal sentence. In Arabic, they call it Mubtada, they call it Khabar. They say Mubtada, the first noun which is normal, Khabar, the second noun which is normal, the one giving information. I'm going to call it normal sentence. In normal sentence, Allah is most independent. Yusuf is tired. And they say, Yusufu na'imun. Yusuf is sleeping. So you don't say na'iman, you'll say na'imun. Dhamma, dhamma. Verses of Quran. First surah, Alhamdulillah. Do. Because there's no verb before it. There's no harf jar. There's nothing. Alhamdu. And because li comes, lillahi. But alhamdu had dhamma. Another one. Mali. Okay, there it's malik kasra. Let's look at something else. Dhalika. I told you the other day, dhalika never changes. So, alif lam mim, dhalika never changes. Dhalika al-kitabu, dhamma. Why? This is the book. This is, you saw after is, it's a normal sentence. The boy is, the girl is, dhamma, dhamma. But we're not doing that one at the moment. We're doing these two and that will be the next two. Then four is finished. So, marfu'at. Marfu'at from the word rafa. Rafa means high. So whenever a word is getting Dhamma, he's given the word Rafa. Either they gave it Rafa because Rafa is like, a Dhamma is the biggest from the three. Dhamma, the pesh is biggest, like the most fat. Dhamma. Then is Fatha. Fataha means to open. So for some reason they call Fatha, Fatha. Then you got Kasra. Kasra means to break because a person's leg is broken, he falls to the ground. So kasra is the one down flat. Dhamma is the big one. Dham. Dham means like joined. Because if you ever see a dhamma, what you'll see? How you write a dhamma? It's like a line which got joined, isn't it? So dham. Dham means to join. Fatha. Fataha means to be open. Because it's a line that's completely opened. And when it was pushed in the ground and leg broke, it became Kasra, broken. So he went underground. So you got your Dhamma. So Dhamma, because he's like a most strong, they call it Rafa, that you have been raised. A letter that got Dhamma is called Marfu. A letter that has been raised, a word. A word that got Dhamma, you say, you have been raised, you are the most important. A word that got Fatha, you'll call it Maftuh. This word has been opened. Maftuh. A word with the Kasra, you call it Maksoor. See that meme? That meme just comes before Rafa, Marfu, meme and wow. Maftuh. Maksoor. Got this? In Arabic, they use three words for it. A word with a Dhamma, they call it marfu', lifted. A word with a fatha, they call it, because fatha, we said it's nasab. Okay, this I never do to you. Leave out nasab. Let's go to the last one. Jar. You heard of jar? Harfe jar. So a letter with jar will get majroor. So you got marfu', majroor. Letter word fatha, we'll do it later on. It's called nasab, man. Soob. We're not worrying about mansoob now. We did majroor already, a letter with a kasra. Harfe jar comes first. The letter after it gets kasra, you say he is jar. Harfe jar, you majroor. You have been pulled to the ground. Nasara, verb, you are marfu. You have been lifted. Nusira, verb, fail, you are marfu. You have been lifted. Nusira, zaydun. Nasara, zaydun. Let's do it again, second time. A letter which gets Dhamma, it's going to be lifted. So we call it marfu. Letter with a kasra has been broken. So we call it majroor. Majroor from jar, he has been pulled to the ground. And when you call it maksoor also, you can call it, but majroor is better. So marfu, lifted. Majroor, pulled to the ground. Let's read this introduction. A noun whose last letter receives a Dhamma is called marfu, a word that has been lifted high. For example, Ja'a Zaydun. See Zayd. Zayd got Dhamma. Zayd came. The word Zayd is marfu, thus it receives a Dhamma. There are 8 causes, 6 of which we will inshallah discuss. We already discussed 4. First one is the doer of an action. In Arabic, they call him fa'il. Fa'il, you just put an alif after that. Fa'il, doer. When an action is attributed to a noun, noun is called ism, action is called fa'il. When a fa'il is attributed to an ism, when a fa'il is attributed to an ism, means a fa'il comes after it comes a ism. Due to it being the doer of the action. And that ism did the action. Easy way I told you. The noun that comes after nasara. The noun that comes after nusira. Noun that comes after nasara is called fa'il. Noun that comes after nusira is called, the next page, qa'im maqam fa'il. Let's say fa'il is not here today. I'm the vice principal. We'll do that one just now. Don't worry of na'i fa'il. Qa'im maqam. Let's look at fa'il. Look at the example. Daraba Zaydun. Zayd hit. The noun Zayd will become marfu. Will receive a dhamma. Nothing important. Let's look at examples of Quran. We understand it easy from here. Ma aghna anhu. Ya an came. But you can see after an, the letter never get kasra. This we will discuss later on. Pronouns. Who is a pronoun? A pronoun is like dhalika. They don't ever change. So who will remain who? An. Harfe jar, but you won't read an he. Who will remain who forever? An who. Like how I told you, those women who never ever change, they are also called solids. Pronouns are also solids. They don't ever change. An who. If you put a ba before it, you won't read be who. Doesn't sound nice to read. Be he. But he's not getting a kasra because of ba. He's getting a kasra because he's who. He just said, I don't sound nice anymore, so I'll become he. You tell ba, but you never do it. Bihi. Lahu. Isn't la arfajar? Like lillahi. La is also. But you say, lahu. Fi. Hi. Bihi. Min. Hu. Got no law. Sometimes it's dhamma, sometimes it takes a kasra, depending what sounds nice. But arfajar is not affecting it. Why? It's solid. A pronoun is solid. We're not worrying of pronouns. Aghna is your fail, you can see there. to benefit someone. Mal is your file. See, the file got Dhamma. Here again, maluhu, his wealth, pronoun. His wealth did not benefit him. Ma aghna, aghna fail, mal fail. Idha jaa, jaa means to come. Nasru, there's your fail. Nasrullahi, the help of Allah. That's why Allah gets kasra. When the help of Allah comes, jaa fail, nasru fail. Alam tara kayfa. Have you not seen? I already talked to you about lam. Lam means it negates the action in the past. This action was ra'a, he saw. Yara, he is seeing. Then it became tara, you are seeing. Lam came. Instead of saying alam tara, you say alam tara. Like how lam yalid. When it had Dhamma, it gave it Ksakin. Lam Yalid. This word Tara, it never have Dhamma. So Lam came, Lam said, get lost. So the Ya had to go away. Lam Tara. You'll see a lot of places in Quran that the word something fell away because of Lam. Lam Tara. Alam Tara. Have you not seen? Did you not see? Alam Tara. Did you not see? Kaifa. Kaifa means how. Fa'ala, to do an action. Rabbu, there's your file. Rabbuka, your Lord. How your Lord did bi harfe jar with ashab, the people. Off, there's off. So feel will get kasra. Ashab gets kasra because of bi. Feel gets kasra because of off. Rabbu gets dhamma because it's fa'il. Let's do it again. Alam tara, did you not see? Kaifa, how? Fa'ala rabbuka, your Lord did. See, rabbun. Rabbun is the fa'il. Ka, that's our pronoun. Pronouns never change. Ka kuma kum, ki kuma kunna. How we did? Anta antuma antum, anti antuma antunna. We'll do pronouns later on. Pronouns never change. You just memorize them all. One time you memorize them, they're going to be the same pronoun forever. For he, you say huwa. Two people, huma. Many people, whom. Similar to, isn't how we did? Nasara, nasara, nasaru. Huwa, huma, hum. Nasara, nasara, nasaru. Huwa, huma, hum. Then nasarat, nasarata, nasarna. You'll become hiya, huma, hunna. So hunna. Isn't we showed you the aunties, they like that noon. Nasarna, yansurna. Hunna. So, huwa huma hum. Hiya huma hunna. Those are the six hard ones. He, they, she, they. The easy ones. Anta. You all know from there, isn't it? Let's try from anta, you. Anta. Then, an. Let's do it. Let's leave out the an. Ta tumatum. Ti tumatunna. You all did that? Right, put an an before it. An, tunna. So already six pronouns you know. Let's do it fast. Read after me. Anta. Loudly. Anta. One more time. Anta. So that's very nice. Pronouns are six on top. Huwa, huma, hum, hiya, huma, hunna. We have to learn that. Then it's anta, antuma, antum, anti, antuma, antunna. We already know it. Finally, I, ana. You would have heard ana enough times. Man, anta, who are you? Ana, zaydun. I am zayd. Ana, nahnu. So ana, nahnu will do at the ending. Huwa, huma, hum will do at the ending. At least anta, antuma. This is pronouns. The pronouns, however, can change. If they are joined, example, you want to say your Lord, you can't say Rabbu Anta. Then you say Ka kuma kum ki kuma kunna. Ka kuma kum ki kuma kunna. So that becomes a little bit hard. Say Rabbuhu, Rabbuhuma, Rabbuhum, Rabbuha, Rabbuhuma, Rabbuhunna, Rabbuka kuma kum ki kuma kunna, Rabbi, my Rabb, Rabbuna, our Rabb. So those ones. It will take some time, you'll get those pronouns. I just made it come in your mind now, so when you see it later on, it will look very easy. We just wanted to show you Rabbuka, the file. Did you not see how your Lord dealt with the people of the elephant? Bi ashabil fil. Let's recap again. A word will get Dhamma when it is the doer of an action. Nasara Zaidun. Number two. Qaim maqam al fa'il. A noun that substitutes the fa'il. Easier way to explain it? You said Zaid helped. But sometimes you want to say Zaid was helped. So instead of saying Nasara, you're going to say Nusira. And Zaid will get Dhamma. Who helped Zaid? That man who helped, he ran away. He disappeared. He had a lot of sincerity. He helped him and he went away. So Zaid will have to take his place. So if he was the main man, he went away, Zaid is taking his place. That's why he say he substitutes the file. They call him Qaim, standing maqam in the place of the file. Like the Imam, set Imam, when he's not here, somebody else goes. So you'll say you are the vice Imam. Or you are the Naib Imam. Or you are the substitute. You are Qa'imun, standing maqam in the place al-fa'il of the fa'il. At times mention is not made regarding who had done the act. In this case, the action is attributed to the object, as though it has been made the deputy. Example, Duriba Zaidun. So yeah, Daraba Zaidun Zaid hit, Duriba Zaidun Zaid was hit. Examples from Quran. Idha zulzilat. See this word, zalzala. Zalzala means he made it shake. Zulzila, it shook. Al-ardu means the land. Idha, when? Idha zulzilatil ardu. When the land will shake. Supposed to be when the land shook. But idha gives the meaning of the future tense. Many a time. When the land will shake. Don't worry of zilzal. Yawma tubla as-sarair. Sarair, secrets. Tubla, to open up. On the day when secrets will be exposed. Sarairu. There we have done two. Two times. Why a word gets rafa? It is the fa'il, or it is in the place of the fa'il. Fa'il, in the place of the fa'il. Next to, you will just say Allahu as-samadu. Allahu as-samadu is the next to, which means mubtada, a noun that starts the sentence. Khabar, the noun that gives information about the mubtada. We don't have to know mubtada and khabar. You will just say as a fa'il, substitute of fa'il, Allahu as-samadu. And these are four from the six that we have to do. Two will be left and marfuat is then finished. So next time on Sunday, we will do lesson number 5 quickly and start lesson number 6. Inshallah, you'll understood so much. Recap again. A word gets kasra, it becomes jar. That word we now call it majroor. Why he gets kasra? Either harfe jar. Give me some harfe jars. Number 1. B. Number 2. Number 3. Min. Number 3. 4. Ala. Number 5. Li. So as long as you got your 5, whichever way you say it, no problem. Then, second reason why a word gets kasra, off. Now we come to rafa.
Off is no word form, just in the context of the sentence.
Yeah. In the context, meaning the book of Zaid.
There's no word that means off.
No.
Just
the context. The joining of this one to that one creates the meaning of off. You don't see any letter for it. It's just the joining. Actually, in real Arabic, they say as though a letter is hidden there. Because li also gives the meaning of off, isn't it? And min also gives the meaning of off. Example, you say, the ring of silver. Which actually means khatamun, a ring, min fiddatin, made from silver. So they say min was once upon a time here, he went away and we got the meaning of. The ring made from silver becomes the ring of silver. Khatamu fiddatin. Sometimes they'll say the word li is mentioned. Kitabu Zaidin, the book of Zaid. They say once upon a time it was kitabun li Zaidin, the book belonging to Zaid. Li went away, we joined them together, we got the off. Sometimes they say fi is hidden. It'll say, Imamul Masjidi. It'll say, maybe it means the Imam fil Masjidi, in the Masjid. Some will say the Imam for the Masjid. So they're all saying something is like hidden there. But just when you join the two, you get a meaning of off. Rafa. A word becomes Dhamma, Marfu. First reason. Fa'il. Nasara Zaidun. Second reason. Substitute of Fa'il. Example. Nusira Zaidun. Third and fourth reason. What's the example? What's the example? But what's the example? Allahu Samadu. Let's do it again one more time. Fa'il, substitute of fa'il, Allahu As-Samadu. Fa'il, substitute of fa'il, Allahu As-Samadu. So fa'il Nasara Zaidun, substitute Nusira Zaidun, Allahu As-Samadu. Allah is known as the first ism, we call it Mubtada. Mubtada like Bada'a, to start. Samadu is a second ism, it's called Khabar. Khabar means information. I'm giving information about him. So Mubtada, Khabar, Fa'il, Na'ib Fa'il. We will just say it like this here. Fa'il substitute, Allahu As-Samadu. Or you can say Nasara Zaidun, Nusira Zaidun, Allahu As-Samadu. Nasara Zaidun, Nusira Zaidun, Allahu As-Samadu. From the six, those are four. And we have done Yansuru Yansurani, we have done Yasma'u, we have done Yaftahu, we have done Yadribu. Everything that we done, I will listen to it on Sunday. Enjoy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.